In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this second day of December 2025. We are almost done with the year. We are 48 hours away from kickoff of your Dallas Cowboys. As we said during crosstalk, we expect to get a win. This is where we're at right now with this Dallas Cowboy team. The tide has turned, and if you want to go ahead and text into the show about how we're drinking the Kool-Aid and you want to complain about the Cowboys, feel free. All right, we're taking all comers on tonight, so come on with it. We've got Blake, who has given himself a manicure over in the corner of the studio, but that's okay. We've got the pride of UNT for at least another semester, the one, the only, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. Khaki Kev, what's up, my man?
How's it going?
In case you guys didn't know, Khaki Kevin will be taking is going to be offering Spanish interpreter classes next semester as well. So
I definitely won't.
If you find yourself in a predicament and you need some Spanish translation, Khaki Kevin Walker is your guy.
No.
So we'll at Khaki Kev.
Not for this. No.
At Khaki Kev is what you want to follow him at, and Maso Menos. See, if you'd known that, you might have passed. From the 817, did Blake win his parlay? Ooh, that's a loaded question.
It's the which one did he win?
Well,
which one did he lose?
I'm glad you clarified that, Khaki Kevin Walker, because basically Anthony Davis ruined Blake Elliott's parlay last night. All right. He was, my man was getting ready. He was getting ready to retire from the radio game. That's how much money he was on the line last night. And just didn't happen.
It's a yes and no question. Blake hedges his bets. So I had Cooper Flag for 20 on one bet, Cooper Flag for 25 on another, Flag for 30. Obviously, the 30 didn't hit. The 25 is why I was mad, because it was going to hit for about $500. And Cooper Flag missed a layup at the end of the game. And then he had chances to score, and Anthony Davis ball hogged at the end of the game, but we still hit the one for 20. We made our money back plus some. So we still made money, but it was just $1,000 that could have been made if only Cooper Flag made another layup. And if the Jamal Murray one is weird, man. Doesn't play in the second half other than like 5 minutes. He's hurt, and the bet stays in, so I didn't make money off of that. But it's okay. We're about to make some money tonight. We bounce back. To win, you got to lose.
I hear that. Scared money didn't make money.
Ain't that
okay.
Right?
So. Scared money doesn't make money. Let's see. Here we go. From Dope Sick Dave, we are not drinking the Kool-Aid. I repeat, we are not drinking the Kool-Aid. We are Eminem. They are Papa Doc. This is a dub on Thursday. I'll tell you what. Did you guys just get a chill? Did hell just freeze over? Because is Dope Sick Dave now on the Cowboy bandwagon? This is the same guy that after they beat the Jets called into the Specs tailgate show and was just pooing all over us. Now, in fairness to Dope Sick Dave, it was the Jets, and this team didn't have Quinnen Williams.
It's a really
yet.
Thick sweater you got on.
It's a hoodie.
Same thing.
It's a hoodie. This hoodie is actually just a few years younger than you.
It looks like it's a triple XL.
True story. True story. It's a double X. Double X.
Okay. Are you a double X sweater guy? That's the size of hoodies you wear, is double XLs?
Again, my grandmother, may she rest in peace. No, I'm not. Okay. But again, I'll tell you the story. My grandmother, may she rest in peace. Shout out to Shirley.
Trying to make me feel bad now?
Yeah, I am, actually. I am.
My grandmother who passed away.
Who's dead. Okay, who's dead. Actually, she was clutching this sweatshirt as she died.
Well, maybe you should have let her
feel
keep
bad.
It.
I hope you feel bad.
Maybe you should have let her feel keep bad. It.
Well, I mean, you're not wearing any North Texas gear, so,
you know. That's not a roast. I don't care. Yeah, I don't have to wear a hoodie to embody the.
I represent.
See, I represent with my words. I don't whatever, have to do with clothing.
No, whatever. Who'd you guys just hire?
Who did we just hire? What do you mean?
North Texas.
Don't worry about it.
New football coach.
Don't worry about it.
Who is it?
Don't worry about it.
Who is it?
Eric Morris is gone.
Yeah, so who's your new coach? State. You guys just got a new coach.
Let's go to Kevin Walker.
Yeah, Kevin knows. I already know Kevin knows.
We know Kevin is the UNT man. We know this.
You're such a fraud. You're such a fraud.
For those who don't know, they just hired Neil Brown on a 5-year deal.
That's what I was trying to say.
5 years, how many? Do we know the financial?
We do not know the financial.
See, I was waiting for the financials to come out before I started speaking on it. Is that what you were? Until the financials come out,
they tweeted out. They literally tweeted out. No, they did. They tweeted out.
To the financials.
They tweeted it out. Okay, so exactly.
You know what? We're worried about making the college football playoffs. You guys are worried about basketball.
Yeah, we are. Exactly. Well, we'll be on national TV tonight. What are you guys going to be on? UPN?
Congrats. We're not worried about basketball. We're worried about football. It's still football season.
Public broadcasting?
Well, there's what you guys are five on? Teams
Wait,
playing
are you
right
talking
now
about
that people care
UNT?
About?
Huh?
You talking about UNT?
I mean, if we're talking UNTKU, yeah.
He's talking about basketball already, even though we're still worried about football.
We are a basketball school, though.
Yeah, we're both.
Just saying.
You guys are a basketball school?
Yeah.
I mean, what, because you guys have a basketball team?
Hey, do you not remember that we beat Purdue a couple of years ago? Because we do.
I mean, I don't know. It was probably the same time we won a national championship. So, again, I don't remember.
You're such a terrible roaster when it comes to remember. Roast to UNT. Bro, KU is so
That time we beat Purdue. Remember that? Dude, remember that one time?
What is y'all's NIL
remember that one time when we
us?
Won a championship? Yeah.
Congrats.
Can't relate.
Congrats.
Can't relate.
Y'all's NIL spending is like 30 times more than us, and we're still more competitive. In football... Better.
Who cares about who cares?
Y'all have more money.
Guess
y'all
what?
Should be better.
Guess what?
You're KU.
Guess
but why
what?
Are you guys
Eric
still
Morris,
ass to football?
Bye. Later. That's See
fine.
Ya.
That's fine. Y'all's coach should leave.
Deuce is. I'd love for him to be
but
the next UNT head coach. Take him. Be gone.
I didn't say.
He's
didn't
better.
Say
we, he's better at small schools anyway.
We didn't say we wanted him.
Good. You don't need him. You don't need him.
Okay.
You
I
don't
agree.
Need him.
Anything else you want to say about?
I got
your
nothing else.
School?
I got nothing else about you. I mean, I know you're not talking.
You know what?
Whatever,
you know,
did y'all make
whatever.
A bowl game? Wait. Did y'all make a bowl game this year? Did y'all even make a bowl game?
No, we didn't.
Okay, continue.
No, we didn't.
Continue. That's
you know what right. the We're... UNT Mean Green and the Kansas Jayhawks have in common?
Go ahead, Fred. And don't say anything about football.
Jason Bean.
That is true.
Well, that yeah, that
dog.
I was. I'm kind of
that's
more.
About the thing, that's about the only thing we can agree on. Jason Bean was
both
a dog.
6-2.
He wasn't a dog here. No, we can't agree on that. He was not good at UNT. Was friends with him, but he wasn't good.
Sounds like a player development issue. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Both 6-2.
What, in basketball?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Who'd you guys play? A bunch of NAI schools?
See,
yeah, that's what
see,
I thought. Anyway.
See,
anyway.
You can't win for
anyway.
Loser
no,
with
you
this
can't.
Guy with
you can't. You can't. Because I know you're not trying to compare what you guys have played against who we've played. So let's not even go there.
I think we're closer in basketball than you guys are in football.
Dude, no, you're not, bro.
You guys are terrible.
No, you're not.
You guys are horrible.
No, you're not.
Who did y'all play last week in football?
Utah.
Yeah. And still lost, bro. You pick
I mean,
six
yeah, they're
on
literally,
the goal
they're literally
line.
Fighting for a playoff spot.
That is a nice playoff spot.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't relate.
I mean, look, when you guys get boat raced by 100 in the first round, great. I mean, have fun with it.
Mm.
You Let's know, go. Take hey, take your college football playoff money.
We'll get in there.
I'm excited.
When was
look, I'm
y'all
excited
made the
for
when
you.
When was the last time y'all made the playoffs?
We went to, actually went to a BCS bowl back in 08, so thank you. Yeah, you were 9.
Oh,
nice
my
try.
God.
Yeah.
There's
bro,
no
know,
way that
look,
came
I
out of your mouth.
Meant, bro,
we
you,
went to a BCS
you literally,
bowl. Oh,
you don't even know anything about UNT football. I
KU
know you're not
stink.
Talking.
I'm not talking about
I
UNT.
Know
we're
you're
talking
not
about KU.
Talking, and I'm talking about KU basketball.
See, we're not talking about basketball.
No, you aren't.
We're talking
I
about
am.
Football. We're talking about
you,
football.
You're, first of all, you're not even talking about football.
I am.
You no, just, you're not. You don't even know who the coach was till 10 minutes ago.
Dude, he got hired today. Calm down.
Yeah,
like he's
yeah
been
exactly.
There the whole season.
Again, fraudulent UNT fan. Fraudulent.
I'm not scrolling Twitter
fraudulent.
Today.
Fraudulent.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anything else you
got
to say?
I got nothing else.
Y'all made a bowl in 08.
I got nothing else. No. BCS, you wouldn't know anything about it. Next.
I said, when was the last time y'all made a college football playoffs? And you brought up 2008.
We've never made a college football playoff.
Thank you.
Okay great. If we were in a whack-ass conference, we'd probably make one, too.
If.
Who'd you guys play? Temple? What are they, the Fighting Bill Cosbys? How'd that work out?
If.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. Continue.
There's nothing to continue.
Exactly.
972, a throwdown Kansas versus UNT was not on my card for tonight.
That's right.
It wasn't on anyone's card. Kansas sucks.
What I do?
Y'all are good at basketball. No one's disagreeing that y'all are good at basketball. Yeah. But I'm saying, as Kevin Walker brought up, we're both 6-2, so I guess you're not that great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who'd you play? Exactly.
Who do y'all play? Y'all don't play anybody good in football either, bro. Come on.
What are you talking about?
6-2 in basketball.
You can't even name one team you've played in basketball. And
not,
you didn't even know
I'm
they were 6-2.
About football.
So stop talking about
I'm
UNT.
About
you're
football.
A fraudulent UNT
I'm worried
fan.
About football.
No, you're not. You know what? I hope Tulane beats the crap out of you guys.
You can hope whatever you want.
You know what? Thanks to Blake being the fraudulent UNT fan that he is. Let's go Green Wave. Let's go Green Wave.
You can hope whatever you want.
Let's go Green Wave. I'll tell you what. You're the degenerate here. Do we know what the spread is? When's that game?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Why would you?
See, when you're so mad about your football program,
why would
you?
I could care less about my football program. I've made it very clear about my program. You're the one over here acting like you guys are some yearly, annual good team. Let's see. What are you guys playing? Tulane?
2.5.
Dog or favorite?
Favorite.
2.5-point favorite. Where's that game at anyway?
It's in New Orleans.
Yulman
Stadium.
Give me Tulane. What time is that game? What time is that game anyway?
So 7:00 this Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. Oh.
You can like whoever you want. You can pull for Tulane. You pulling for football schools hasn't really panned out for you.
So on.
We're fine about that.
Just stop.
If you're getting the Kansas Jayhawk football.
You're wearing a Deftones shirt, for God's sake.
What does that have
Don't know
to do
anything
with
about your football team, and you're over here talking about like you've been some rabid supporter.
Now I have a Deftones hoodie on. It means, what does that have to do with anything?
You don't represent your school. You hardly know anything about them, but you're acting like UNT is some football powerhouse because you guys have been good for a change.
I said we're better than KU. That was the
and
only statement I made.
And I didn't disagree with you.
Okay, then we don't need to talk anymore.
I actually claimed that we were a basketball school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said you're full of
Why
what?
Why don't you want to go with Kevin then? Why are you going at me? I said we're better than y'all at football.
Because I've already disputed your ignorance, and I don't even know what you're talking about being a basketball school.
Okay.
Makes zero sense. We all know that's not true. Anything else?
I said we were better at football.
Anything
that was
else?
The only claim I made. I never said we were some powerhouse. Didn't say we were going for a national championship.
Whatever.
I said we're better than KU.
Yeah, and I've already told you 17 times you're right.
Okay, that's all I needed.
972 wants to know the scenarios for Kansas to make the playoffs. I think they're talking about basketball, though.
They have to be.
Yeah, because there's a playoff in basketball. Is that a UNT grad right there? Sounds like it. Yeah, because you guys wouldn't know anything about postseason basketball. Anyway, it was that one time we beat Purdue.
Y'all are good at basketball.
Yeah,
y'all
I know.
Been good at basketball.
I know.
Congrats.
I know. I know.
Both
I'm
teams
aware.
Are 6-2. So
yeah, and you guys have beaten who again? You don't know. So stop. You know what? I'm going to look it up just because I
ahead.
Feel like. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you're,
go ahead. No. Go ahead and spit some UNT football facts while we're waiting.
He's so mad,
no,
Kevin.
Go ahead. I got the two UNT grads in here.
I mean, you guys love
football so damn much. Go ahead. Educate us. Educate the masses.
See what happens when your school isn't good? You displace anger, and you yell, and you scream
again,
on the radio.
Again, if you guys know so damn much about your North Texas football team that's so good this year, tell me something that doesn't include Drew Mestemaker and Eric Morris. I'll hang up and listen.
I know they've put up 50-plus points in, I think, 5 games this year.
That is true.
Something around that
top
stat 5 line.
Offense.
A very high-scoring offense. So, 3 guys just got an award that, no, you said not Mestemaker, but Caleb Hawkins just won Rookie of the Year in the American.
Yeah, he did.
One of the best running backs.
I like it.
Hopefully he didn't go to Oklahoma State.
He'll probably leave, but that's, you know, we're talking about this year.
We understand that we're a smaller school and that most people, once they do good, leave our school, but we set everybody up for greatness. Sometimes they go to schools that are good. Sometimes they go to Kansas. And
okay, so I'm looking at your guys' basketball schedule real
go
quick.
Ahead.
I'm just looking at your basketball schedule real quick. You know what? I'm not even going to waste my time reading off the programs you guys have played in basketball.
Okay.
Okay. So
we didn't
I just
ask you
it,
to.
It's not even. Well, you guys kept talking about how you're 6-2.
We are. That is a fact.
Yeah.
We're
well,
six
I mean,
and two.
Yeah. I mean, when you've played the Little Sisters of the Poor 8 times,
wow.
You should win
wow.
6 times.
Wow. Now we're.
Yeah. Yeah. Eastern Washington. We know they're a powerhouse in basketball.
Like, everybody has to be a powerhouse for it to be a win. If they're not the number one team in the country.
Loyola, Illinois, that's a good school. We know about their basketball tradition. New Mexico Highlands.
They're fire.
New Mexico Highlands. Let's see. Well, you did play Oregon State. You did play Oregon State, I'll give you that. And you lost.
Close loss.
Anyway.
Close loss.
Okay, hey, you played a Division I actual school and you lost. So, anywho, look, we got a great show tonight.
Do we?
We do. We have done our North Texas, Kansas basketball quota for the show today. So
You're the one that got mad. I just said we were better. And you said, oh, my God.
Yeah, you said you're better at football. We already know.
We're better at everything, Fred.
Okay, just shut up. I'm done.
Better alumni, We've been proved that. Better alumni.
Yeah, let's just go to do a quick Wikipedia search. That should tell everything.
We've done it before.
Bro, just stop, okay?
Two,
just stop. Are you done? Do you have anything tangible to add to this? Do you have anything tangible that doesn't include North Texas and a Wikipedia search?
I just did. I said anything. We got better alumni.
Again, do you have anything else to add to this segment besides North Texas?
We were talking about North Texas, Kansas.
And I said we're done. Do you have anything else to add besides North Texas?
The Grandmaster has spoken. We're done talking about the subject.
Do you have anything tangible to add besides comparing him to KU?
No, I just want to compare him to KU.
I didn't think so. Okay. Look, we've got a loaded show today. Ryan Nemhard, who apparently had the greatest night in NBA history last night, if you let Twitter tell it. Now, look, he did have a great night.
Why are you saying apparently? I don't get that. Why are you saying apparently? Like he didn't have a good night.
No, he did have a good night. But
you said apparently.
I'm looking at Twitter today, and everybody's going off about him. And again, fantastic. All right? And
really,
look,
this is a backhanded compliment, the way you're setting this up.
It's not a backhanded compliment. I'm just saying I'm reading through Twitter today, and the NBA.com had it on. Mavs Twitter was going off about Ryan Nemhard. Obviously, it was a big win against the Denver Nuggets last night. Anthony Davis went off. Cooper Flagg went off last night. He's had, what, two big games in a row, back-to-back, Saturday and then last night. AD went for a double. Hell, Nemhard had a double-double last night. What do you have, 12 of 14, what, 12 assists last night? 4 of 6, 4 of 5 from downtown. So a great night from him as well. D'Angelo Russell finally got off the bench after two DNPs in a row. So Klay Thompson has had two great games in a row.
While being sick,
all right? And now, this is their first two-game win streak of the season after last night.
They're doing their best Kansas impression. They're jumping back in. I had to.
Go ahead. Take us to break. I'll tell you what. Go ahead. Take us to break.
Okay. I don't know what you have planned next.
Take us to break. Oh, you don't? You don't? You don't know what we had to next?
Let me look at the
show. Go ahead. Look at the
720.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about Ryan Nemhard and the Mavericks.
Well, you just gave him a backhanded compliment to set up the segment. He goes, apparently, according to Twitter, he had a good night last night.
Well, I mean, you've worked with me long enough. You should know my humor style by now. But
how was
like
that
I said,
humor?
Okay, bro.
He had a good night. That's a fact.
And okay. All right. Mark Ryan's going to join us at 7:40, talk about the Detroit Lions. We're going to get some NFL talk as well. Obviously, the hit last night that happened to Jackson Dart. Apparently, if you're from the WFAN, it was the worst hit in the history of the National Football League, whereas the rest of the NFL had no issue with it. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel as well as other NFL players that voiced their input on the hit last night. Have you seen that hit that Jackson Dart took as he was running along the sideline?
Nope.
All right, so I'll show it to you.
I haven't been on my phone today.
Okay, so you haven't seen Twitter.
Anything.
Okay, so again, never mind what I said then. Fair or foul later on, and of course we'll have our boy Ben Troop at 9 o'clock talking all things college football, and then of course we'll get into, we'll have an extra special, extra credit edition because we're not on Thursday. That's normally when we do extra credit. We're going to do it tonight instead, and then of course we will do Fatties on the phone. How about your Dallas Mavericks? Are they winning too much? Are we excited about these wins, or are we still on the let's go ahead and strip this thing down and start building for the future? Lots to discuss after last night's game. That's Blake. I'm Fred. We got our boy Khaki Kevin behind the glass, in the glass, right here on 105.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fan. Welcome back to the Fans of Dark. Blake Elliott, Kevin Walker, and the Kansas Jayhawk himself, Fred Davis. And yes, me and Fred did fight during the break. We actually brawled and scrapped for all you guys on the text line that think we hate each other or that think that whatever you think. I will say the amount of people that texted in, I will take because you guys are involved and locked in. Some of you guys liked it. Some of you guys didn't like it. Most of them disagree with Fred, and I think you're right because UNT is where it's at. But we're going to talk some Dallas Mavericks basketball. We'll table the KU-UNT love-hate affair for another segment. The Dallas Mavericks, like Fred said, went on their first two-game winning streak and are starting to win basketball games. And I got a text yesterday that said, what are the Dallas Mavericks doing? Why are they winning basketball games? And it's a weird love-hate situation with the Mavericks, who are now 12th in the Western Conference. There are now three teams in the West that have worse records than them, being the Kings, Clippers, and Pelicans. And that Clippers one is real concerning, guys, because that's Oklahoma City that has their pick. I'll ask you, Fred, Kevin, and the Tolos, 877-881-1053. Do you want the Mavericks to continue winning, or do you want them to lose and get that high draft pick? Remember, this is their last draft pick they have until 2030.
Man, that's tough, dude, because you can tell a discerned difference with this basketball team when Anthony Davis is on the floor at the five. Right? Like, if he is...
Dallas has the eighth pick right now. Season went to end today.
Right. Now, with the lottery, you never know, right? I mean, it could be anything can happen.
I'm
going to
send the lottery right now. We have the eighth pick again.
Well, but, you know, if you'd have simmed it last year, you'd have had the 14th pick.
Yep.
Right? So, I don't...
Oh, simmed it again. We got the fourth pick.
See? I'm just telling you, I don't... Who knows what... I don't trust the NBA, all right? And that's not necessarily a bad thing for the Dallas Mavericks. When you think about it, all right, and if they do end up in the lottery, which, you know, right now, as you alluded to, that's where it would be at. What, number one? If you sim again,
I simmed it again. Number one of the NBA.
See, dude, that's what I'm telling you, man. Like, you just don't know what the NBA. And I get it, it's a simulated machine you're using, but when it pertains to the NBA, I mean, you had a 1.8% chance last year, and you got the number one pick. I mean, come on, let's not pretend like there wasn't some sort of wink and a nod when it came
so,
to that.
When you look at this team right now, who are the players that? Non-negotiable, you want to be here. Do you have a pen? Next year. Cooper Flagg, doesn't matter. I'm going to be here. Who else?
Ryan Nemhard.
For real? I'm being for real. Like, why wouldn't I want
Ryan Nemhard? Yes, of course I want. I mean, okay. I'm being a smartass. Of course I want Ryan Nemhard.
Ryan?
I think you want Najee back.
Okay. Like, obviously, other than Coop, if you get blown away with an offer, you do it. But these are guys that you're not trying to move off.
Giving up Cooper Flagg. I mean, okay.
No Max?
Oh, yeah. No, Max Christie, you definitely want back. Okay. You're definitely going to bring him back. I mean, I would say B. Will just because of depth, and, okay. and he's a solid rotational piece at this stage of his career, and you'd like to think he'll get a little bit better as the year goes on. You know, I'd love to in my heart of hearts, I'd love a healthy Derek Lively.
Okay. Anybody else? No PJ? You're fine moving on him? I'm thinking next year's team.
I wouldn't want to move off of PJ. He's a good foundational piece. He's versatile on offense, good defender, does a lot of the dirty work from a wing perspective. And the thing I like about PJ is he's not afraid to mix it up.
He's
right?
pretty consistent too. Like when he's in the lineup, absolutely. Healthy, you can almost guarantee like 15.
Look, he's going to give you double digits. He's going to play good, not great defense, and he's going to mix it up. That's one thing I do love about. And he's a good teammate, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've never heard anything. I mean, outside of his baby mama, it seems like everybody likes him. But that's a very, but and he's got a very team friendly contract, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not gonna break the bank with what do you have, 4 year, $90 million, mm-hmm.
That's correct.
So what, a little over $20 million a year, which is a very palatable contract to the National Basketball Association.
So on the trade side, we have Davis, of course. We've got Clay.
Yeah, no, you yeah. don't look. Clay has to get moved at the unless his team goes on some epic run and they're in like the third spot come trade deadline time.
We got D'Lo, I'm guessing, in the trade spot.
Oh, D'Lo, I'd trade him yesterday if I could.
We got Caleb Martin in the trade spot.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if a team actually wants him. Jaden Hardy,
you'd have to trade him for some European at this point.
Jaden Hardy in the trade spot. I mean, you can only have so many point guards.
I think you're better. I mean, I Jaden Hardy, if you can't get on the floor, how much did he play last night?
0 minutes.
I mean, here's the thing.
Caleb Martin played 7.
Bro, you're getting outplayed by Caleb Martin at this stage right now. Okay.
Oh, can we keep Musa Cisse?
Oh, you'd be dumb not to.
Let's do it. So that means on the trade is Gafford. On the trade side.
I think it's one of those deals where you trade if you're going to keep I think you put Lively and Gafford AB, so you keep one and trade the other. And if you could keep Gafford and trade Lively or vice versa, then you go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put an arrow next to them. So next year's team, you're keeping Coop, Ryan Imhard, Najee, Max Christie, B. Will, Lively, and Musa Cisse.
For now, yeah.
Everyone else, you're fine moving off of. That being Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell, Caleb Martin, Jaden Hardy, and Gafford. The last player I ask about, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably go ahead and put him in the trade category as well.
Okay, we'll vehemently disagree with you.
I know you do.
We'll let Kevin be the decider. Kevin, I'm keeping Kyrie. Fred wants him gone next
year. Fred's moving off of him.
Just make a decision.
I think you can keep Kyrie.
Let's go. That's all I needed to hear.
Okay.
Kyrie staying. Okay, so based on that, you've got 1, 2, 3 point guards. Mm-hmm. You've got 1, 2 guard and Max.
Yeah.
You've got 2 centers in Lively and Cisse, and you've got 2 wings in Cooper and Najee. And then obviously you're going to trade all these players for picks or players
right.
on the other side. Because right now what I'm doing is I'm watching this team. I'm trying to figure out because I'll be honest with you guys. I'll be frank. I don't think this is a championship contender team. Even with AD on the floor, I do not think this is a championship caliber team. Yes, they played good the last 2 games. Cool. I'm trying to figure out who am I building around at this point. Who do I want to see have good games night in, night out so that my 2026 roster looks as good as possible? Very similar to sometimes how we were looking at the Dallas Cowboys, like before they went on this little streak, like, okay, who am I building towards next year? And we might even still do that. They could win out and the Eagles could win out and everyone, and they don't make the playoffs. Talking about the Cowboys. I think we all agree we like what we've seen from Quinnen Williams. We like what we've seen from Kenny Clark, Pickens. Like, just because you don't win this year doesn't mean you can't build some of that momentum, take some of those players, take some of those formulas, and move it into next year. So the same could be said for the Dallas Mavericks. So even if they go on a 5-game losing streak coming up, their next game is against Miami, I think that you can still feel pretty good about Cooper. I mean, yeah. Youngest player to score 30 the other night, has another good game, had 24.
He was just named the Western Conference Rookie of the Month for November.
Him and Knepel, I thought, have been doing good. Ryan Nimhard, who was on GBAC Nation today, 25 points, 0 turnovers, 10 assists, 100% true shooting, first undrafted player. Or actually, I think first player in NBA history, let alone undrafted, to have that stat line. I thought it was really good. Najee is just consistent as all can be.
He's just a solid all-around utility type dude.
Can start, can come off the bench, can fill in a gap, never going to complain. If you need 25,
great teammate.
You need 25 from him or you need 5 from him. You need him to guard the best player and shoot the ball 2 times versus we need you to bring the ball up and take a bunch of shots. Najee's an all-time teammate. I would love to have him continue to be on this team. Max Christie, to me, I'll circle, is right next to Cooper Flagg, I think, 1A. I would not move off him. There was a trade that went out today, or a mock trade, Bleacher Report, talking about the Hornets and Lakers. And it had the Lakers.
It had LaMelo Ball.
It had LaMelo Ball coming to the Mavs. And when I saw it, I got excited. Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll take LaMelo. Like, he would still be a great ad. Then I saw Max Christie getting traded. And I said, no. Like, to me, do I think LaMelo's better than Max Christie? Yes. But Max Christie has been such a good fit. And he just feels like such a plug and play. You want a Max Christie on a championship team. A guy that can knock down threes. And I've said it on the station before. A guy that can defend well and a guy that knows how to cut and play within the offense. Like, that is very hard to replicate. Everybody wants superstars. Everybody wants scoring. But I think Max Christie is just one of those guys that just makes everyone's job easier and is a gap filler. So Max Christie, to me, I'd be very hard-pressed to move off of, even for in that trade. Because on that one, we were giving up Clay, Gafford, and
if you
Max.
Told me Con Knupel was in that deal, then yeah, I'm moving off Max Christie. But no, to your point, I mean, you better be getting somebody pretty substantial.
Yes.
More than a LaMelo Ball if I'm moving off.
Because you're also giving up Lively and Gafford. That wasn't just Max Christie.
Yeah, exactly. No, you were giving up a lot. I mean, and so no, I'm with you on that. I mean, I'm not saying that he's untouchable by any means, but you better be getting a pretty substantial return if you're including Max Christie in the trade package.
Because I think he's still underrated. Brandon Williams. Interesting one, because I think, like, I tweeted out the other day, I think he's obviously a Kyrie disciple.
Yeah.
Kyrie and him spent a lot of time together, and you see the similarities in our game so much when you watch them. He's just got room to grow, and he has these moments that you watch Brandon Williams, and you're like, oh my God, this guy is lighting it up, this guy's driving to the rim, his dribble package is getting guys involved, and then who have moments where he's just not in the game or just kind of falling asleep or making the wrong play. So I think Brandon Williams still has some growing to go. Lively, we've talked about it. The injuries, man.
We're getting to a point with him where, I mean, you know, how many more excuses can we make? And you know, well, his body's still growing or he's still, I mean, he's 21, almost 22 years old, right? I mean, this is year 3 of the NBA for him. And again, you know, he came back a week or two ago and then boom, plays a game or two. And then boom, he's back on the shelf for another 7 to 10 days. So do I think he'll get right? I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. But, you know, how much longer do you play the 10 games on, 20 games off? I don't know.
And then Musa Cisse, who I talked about in this program a couple days ago, I think he has the potential to be a starter and can continue growing. I liked a lot what I've seen from him. And Kyrie, we all know how I feel about him. I want to keep him on the team. Dallas Mavericks injury report versus Miami Heat is substantial because this is how it reads. Cooper Flagg available with the right thumb splint. P.J. Washington questionable with the right ankle sprain. He did not play against the Nuggets. They still got the win by 10 against Denver, the number one offense in the NBA. They still won without P.J. Washington. Daniel Gafford, questionable. Right ankle injury management. Derek Lively out. X him out. Kyrie out. Whose name did I not mention, Fred? That's usually on an injury report.
Did you say Dante Exum?
I did.
You said Kyrie.
Yep. Think big man.
Gafford.
Nope, I said him.
Oh, Lively.
Nope, I said him.
AD?
There you go. Anthony Davis not on the injury report versus the Miami Heat.
So he's
good to
he's
go.
Healed.
He's just good to go.
He's 100% healed. He's 100%.
I wouldn't say that.
Let's put it out there. No, I'm putting it out there.
I wouldn't say that.
Trade deadline, trade offers. Come on, bring them. You've got a 100% AD. Get your trade offers in while they're hot. All right, let's switch gears real quick. Let's talk a little Detroit Lions. We've talked a lot about this Dallas Cowboy team. How about the Detroit Lions team? A lot of folks had them as a Super Bowl contender. What say Mark Ryan from the Infinity Sports Network? He also does radio up there in Detroit as well. For the Detroit flagship station, does some of their pre and post. We'll talk to Mark next about this Detroit Lion team. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Dark. Great stuff as always from, he's about to call too, so just go ahead and he's about to call in, Khaki Kev. All right, welcome back in. It's Fan After Dark. We got our boy Mark Ryan, who is about to jump on with us here in just a smidge. Any all you Tolos and Fatties out there that listen to the Infinity Sports Network, there's a good chance that you have heard our boy Mark Ryan. He usually jumps on Saturday afternoons after Blake and I are done on the air. If there's not college football or whatever else is going on or a Rangers game, you're going to hear the one, the only, Mr. Mark Ryan. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome, Mr. Mark Ryan. We were former teammates over at Sports Radio 610 in Houston, and here we are reconvening once again, him in Detroit, me in Dallas. Mark, it is always good to hear from you, my man. Love to see that you're kicking ass and taking names, and of course, always enjoy hearing you there on the Infinity Sports Network, and let's call it what it is. We've got a tale of two teams going on right now. You've got your Detroit Lions, who, you know, look, they were a Super Bowl contender. They've been one of the best teams in the NFL the last couple of years, and they're kind of trending in one direction. Now you got this Dallas Cowboy team who, after making some moves at the deadline, seems to be, you know, heading the right direction. What the hell's going on with the Fighting Dan Campbells?
Freddie D, great to be on with you again, man. What a small world our business is, and you and I have kind of kept in some contact all this time, and it's great to reconnect with you. Congratulations on all that you've got going on.
Appreciate
as well.
Appreciate you, sir.
So, yeah, man, look, if it happens one time, it's a blip. If it happens twice, it's a trend. The Detroit Lions have completely fallen apart by way of injuries 2 years in a row. And there's competing factions on this here in Detroit. There's, you know, it's okay, well, what can you do? It's injuries. But I'm of the belief, man, when this happens 2 years in a row, when you're in the middle of a title window, you got to look at everything you're doing. For example, 28% more lower leg injuries are suffered on artificial turf than grass. Buffalo, Green Bay, for instance, colder temperatures, average temperatures, December, January, February. They play outdoors. They play on grass. Why don't you? What are you doing with recovery? What are you doing with training? What are you doing with supplementation? What are you doing with nutrition? I think the Lions really, Fred, have to look at everything, because this is now 2 years in a row where this has happened. Now, I will say this. It has been 56 games since the Detroit Lions lost two games in a row. And, well, there was an old famous war general that said reports of our demise were greatly exaggerated. Folks might be saying that about the Lions after Thursday.
When you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brock Wright, both your tackles, and Kirby Joseph, and then now we got Terrion Arnold, which of those injuries scare you the most in this matchup against the Cowboys?
You know what? It's going to surprise you, but it's honestly Brock Wright, because the tight end plays such an integral role in this offense. They have a lot of faith in him after Sam Laporta. When you have neither guy, You know, if Sam Laporte is a 10, they think Brock Wright can be about a 7.5 for them. And then there's a massive drop off after that where you just essentially don't have a tight end in the offense anymore. The receivers Jared Goff is most comfortable with, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, now you have neither. You also have an offensive line that's a shell of its former self. Guys, I want you to keep this in mind. You have Hall of Famer Frank Ragnow at center last year. You have multiple times Pro Bowler Kevin Zeitler at guard. You have Taylor Decker, who's almost at full health. Now you have Taylor Decker at 50%, no Kevin Zeitler, no Frank Ragnow. Even Penei Sewell's a bit banged up, and your starter at guard, Christian Mahogany, is still out. It is unbelievable what this team has sustained via injury. And as I was saying, guys, you got to look at everything.
Now we look at this defense, and before we get to the defense, just the overall, you know, you lose Aaron Glenn, you lose Ben Johnson. Obviously, we know what those two are doing and kind of having, you know, Ben's obviously got the number one team in the NFC. Aaron, well, it's the Jets. That's a whole other conversation for another time. How do you think Dan Campbell has, you know, guided this team with new play callers? And, well, obviously, he's the play caller, but with new coordinators. And was that as big of a loss as we think it was? Or is it more health?
So, yeah, if five times in NFL history, a team has lost both coordinators in the same offseason. On average, those teams were only one game worse the following year. I don't know that Aaron Glenn was this huge loss. I think Kelvin Shepard has stepped up admirably in his stead. The defense has improved from 20th last year to 12th this year, even amidst all the injuries. I think, honestly, gentlemen, John Morton is a huge swing and a miss at offensive coordinator. What they needed to do was to continue to go out and find a young offensive mind, kind of the next Ben Johnson. What they did was kind of hire an old hat familiar with Dan Campbell. And, you know, Dan Campbell can sweep it under the rug all he wants, you know, taking over the play calling. Guys, under the big deal, little deal, or no deal game, that's about as big a deal as you could have. How many offensive coordinators are stripped of play calling midway through the season? You know, and Dan Campbell wants to, you know, continue to prop up his guy, and I still have a lot of belief in John Morton, hasn't given him the play calling back. Dan Campbell's obviously rusty at this, out of practice, trying to manage everything, along with the play calling at the same time. It's just been a mess.
Would you say if the Lions were to lose on Thursday and maybe continue on the losing path, would you say that the Detroit Lions window has closed from when 2 years ago and even the last couple years they've been a Super Bowl contender?
I wouldn't because, you know, I think at quarterback you're obviously good enough. You know, I was thinking about this today, guys. Dak Prescott or Jared Goff, which one of the two would a majority of Americans take if they had the choice? But the reality is I think Jared Goff is good enough. I think you have enough faith in the guys who are out via injury that if when they come back, you can very well be a Super Bowl contender again. But I'll tell you, the big misses, the last two drafts, first and second round pick last year, Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw Jr. Ennis Rakestraw hasn't even played. Terrion Arnold, again, when he's playing, he's not playing great. He's playing half the time, and then he's out hurt again. Tate Ratledge, the second round pick, the guard out of Georgia, has been banged up. And Tyleik Williams, the first-round pick last year, was considered a bit of a reach. The Lions wanted James Pierce. They tried to make a move up to get James Pierce in the draft. Atlanta got him. Tyleik Williams has not really fit that bill either. So Brad Holmes, who has knocked it out of the park in previous drafts, the last two not so well. When you combine that with all the injuries, you have a perfect storm, and you guys are right. I mean, two teams totally headed in opposite directions. This line, if you follow this up to Thursday night, I think it's going to be one of the more fascinating things you've ever seen because it's been a line in favor of the Lions where all of conventional wisdom is on the other side.
Mark Ryan of the Infinity Sports Network, also 97 The Ticket in Detroit. He's the in-game host for the Detroit Lions as well. And so kind of to piggyback a little bit off of what Blake was saying, you know, this, you guys are, what, 7-5 right now. If you lose again, now you're 7-6. Now you're falling back into the hole. All right, now we're getting into wild card territory. And, of course, we know, like, that's a log jam in and of itself. if this team fails to make the playoffs this season, what kind of expectations do you have of, all right, are we going to see kind of a Philadelphia Eagles style house cleaning of, you know, coordinators? Are we going to see Brad Holmes kind of maybe do some wholesale changes, you know, of offensive and defensive personnel? I mean, what's kind of in store if this team doesn't make the playoffs, and God forbid, well, at least from a Detroit perspective, if they lose to the Cowboys on Thursday?
It'd be cataclysmic, Fred. Absolutely cataclysmic when you factor in the expectations that we're seeing for the team thus far this year. I do not think you would see wholesale changes. What you should see is that, and this is what has bothered fans here in Detroit about both the baseball president and general manager, Scott Harris, and Brad Holmes, two-time reigning NFL executive of the year and admittedly one of the best in the business. But his big mistake, Fred, is that he says the Lions do not have a title window. They don't believe in a title window, that their aim is to be good every single year. Gentlemen, the Green Bay Packers had less cap room than the Lions did. They go out and get Micah Parsons. Now, they didn't get Micah Parsons because it might cost you Sam LaPorta, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, maybe two of those three in the future. But give me a break, guys. You acquire Micah Parsons, you win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, you've got one of the most feared defensive lines ever. In the meantime, the Packers get them. They're now the game-wrecking franchise. There needs to be a more fundamental understanding that when you are close, you go all in. Mm-hmm. Fans don't give a damn about making the playoffs every year. As a matter of fact, 82% of my listeners told me they'd rather win one Super Bowl and be mediocre the other 9 years of the decade than be really good for 10 years and never win the Super Bowl. Brad Holmes runs the Lions in direct opposition of that.
Last one for me here. What do you expect kind of the game flow to be like on Thursday? What do you expect the Lions to come out and try to exploit? And then if you want to give us a score prediction, that'd be great.
You know what, guys? Look, the greatest predictor of future behavior is what? Previous behavior. Mm-hmm. The Lions have historically been at their best when everyone's counting them out. I happen to think that the 56 consecutive games without losing – two games in a row by Dan Campbell means something. Whenever you feel like this, and we felt like this earlier in the year with all four secondary starters out, and then you heard of the Legion of Doom, the Legion of Whom stepped in for Detroit and found a way to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-9. I think they find a way. It's harder to find the how of that. You've got to get pressure on Dak Prescott, period, end of story. Aiden Hutchinson has got to come up big. And then you got to have a massive day from Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, we've said about the Cowboys forever. With that offense, if they can just be average on defense, they're going to be a feared team. And with Quinnen Williams, Dallas is average on defense, if not a little bit better. But I would say pressure on Dak is exhibit 1A in terms of what Detroit has to do, Blake.
All right, get you out of here with this. How legit are you Detroit Pistons, and can we offer you or interest you in an Anthony Davis?
Believe that's been floated. Who in the hell in their right mind would want to pay anything for that guy?
Everybody.
Fred, the best
come on, man. Come on.
Availability. The
Look,
second best ability is reliability. There's a reason Chuck calls him street clothes, right?
Mark, he's not on the injury list for tomorrow's game. So I'm just telling you. I'm just telling
30
you.
30 the other night.
Okay. 30 and 12 last night. I mean, the numbers don't lie.
You guys tell me, what would it take to get him on Detroit?
Cade Cunningham, and I'll tell you what, we'll take a second, okay? Cade Cunningham in a second. Take him off your hands for free, you know?
Throw in Jaden Hardy.
Tell you what, you can have Frank Vogel, too, all right? We'll give you Frank Vogel, we'll give you Jaden Hardy, Anthony Davis, and all we need is a second-round pick and Cade Cunningham. Boom, done.
I'll give you Tobias Harris in an old ballpark hot dog.
Hey, go ahead.
Let's call it a deal, my friend. No, man, the Pistons, I ran a poll, Fred. Which team here is closest to a championship? Keep in mind, season before last, they're 14-68.
Yeah.
Last year, first team in NBA history to triple their win total. The Pistons won the vote, closest to a title here in Detroit.
Yeah, hey, that Eastern, hey, you know as well as anybody, that Eastern Conference is wide open, and I think it's time we start putting some respect on our boy J.B. Bickerstaff's name. I'll tell you what, great stuff from you as always, Mark. We'll do this again when we will talk Pistons in a couple weeks. But, hey, enjoy the game on Thursday night. Like I said, I know you'll be busy. We'll be watching the game as well, and we look forward to hearing from you or hearing you on the Infinity Sports Network as well, man. Good to hear you.
Fred, continued success to you, man. Thanks for the reconnect, and great to join you guys. Have a great one.
Always. The one, the only, Mark Ryan, 97 The Ticket in Detroit, as well as the Infinity Sports Network. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little NFL. We got the NFL stack coming up. We got some Cowboys to get into, and then, of course, some Fair or Foul in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.